Welcome to December 19th, 2020 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate a candy that goes the distance and a tradition that honors our heroes. More after the break.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. Saf Power Hand Sanitizer Cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. Saf Power moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
In 1949, Bill and Dorothy Harmson founded Jolly Rancher in Golden, Colorado. They chose the name because it sounded friendly and had a bit of a Western flair to it. Originally, the Harmsons sold ice cream, chocolate, and candy, but because ice cream sales plummeted during the winter months, they focused their business on producing hard candies. The first flavors were grape, apple, and fire sticks, but their most popular flavor, cherry, didn't come along till years later. Today, Jolly Rancher produces the most popular hard candy of all time, proving that a little perseverance can pay off big. On National Hard Candy Day, savor the long-lasting sweetness of a candy that sticks with you.
In 1992, a wreath company in Harrington, Maine, found themselves with a surplus of holiday wreaths, and their founder, Merle Wooster, decided to donate them to Arlington Cemetery, a place he had visited as a boy. As he laid the extra wreaths upon the gravesites, he thought of his own life and the success he owed to those fallen heroes. Today, the nonprofit group Wreaths Across America follows in his footsteps with their donation to more than 2,100 cemeteries. By partnering with thousands of schools and scouting groups, they remember, honor, and teach the importance of the sacrifice of our veterans on National Wreaths Across America Day.
What a wonderful holiday. You know, this is one I think I would actually love to participate in this year.
You should go out sometime, Anna. We have a veteran cemetery just out my backyard here, and there are so many people that show up to put wreaths on those thousands of graves. It's just beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, you know, what's great is when they involve kids and then they teach the kids that these are stories of actual people. That, to me, is the perfect circle of life story.
We could do it right here in the Boulder City Veterans Cemetery.
Oh, good idea, John. Okay, let's do that. If you'd like to know more, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com. I'm Anna DeVere.
And I'm Arlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.